Journalist Bob Woodward has reported on every president since Richard Nixon. Now, Woodward is back with a new book, Fear, and this may be the biggest bombshell since he and Carl Burstein brought down the Nixon administration in the 70s. This is TikTok, and I'm Dave Myers. Joining me now with the significance of this book and what it claims to tell is Bloomberg News Chief Content Officer and no stranger to D.C. politics, Marty Shanker. Marty, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So this book by legendary and well-respected reporter Bob Woodward has clearly caught the political world by storm. What does this book claim to tell?
Well, it basically claims to tell a story. You know, it's entitled Fear, and the fear within the White House among Trump's closest aides that he was going to take actions that they consider dangerous, and their attempts to keep him from doing that without his knowledge.
So how does, you know, there are a lot of people who have already started denying these claims. How is he backing up these stories?
Well, Bob Woodward is a legendary reporter and journalist, as we all know from the Watergate days on forward. And he's viewed as a meticulous reporter. He is apparently has hundreds of hours of tapes of the people who interviewed, even though he guarantees them on deep background, no attribution. You can be pretty sure he has the goods on everything in this book, or mostly everything in the book.
And why are people so open to tell him these stories?
Well, I think to a certain extent there's ego involved, right? I mean, everybody wants to talk to a Pulitzer Prize winning, iconic American journalist. Boy, he really wants to talk to me. So he has this calming influence, and if you listen to any of the audio from his phone conversations, you can tell how calm and collected and measured he is.
Yeah, I listened to that one where the Washington Post released of him talking to the president himself about why he wasn't interviewed for this book.
Yes, and then a guest appearance by Kellyanne Conway. It's really an unbelievable piece of audio.
So before we dive into some of the stories that are claimed to be in this book because we haven't received a copy yet ourselves, why, in your opinion, is this book different from the two other tell-all books that we've seen already this year from the Trump White House, Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff and Unhinged by Omarosa?
Well, I mean, I think the reputation of the journalist and the author of the book means a lot. And so, plus the specificity of the anecdotes in the book, he gives dates, he gives total attribution to individuals he names. There are not sources in this book. There are real individuals, and I think that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So this book doesn't come out till September 11th, but the Washington Post, as we were saying, has already released some experts. So let's do a rapid fire on some of your favorite stories in the book that we know of so far. You ready?
Ready.
So former National Economic Council director and Goldman Sachs executive Gary Cohn, his alleged role in saving certain trade deals.
That's right. Apparently, Gary Cohn did not want Donald Trump to unilaterally withdraw from NAFTA, so he pulled the document off his desk without his knowledge. Now, Gary Cohn is one person who we've not heard from in terms of whether that anecdote is actually true.
So let's just move on then to current White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and his alleged behind-the-scenes comments.
Yeah, he allegedly called Donald Trump an idiot and unhinged. Actually, the initial report of the idiot term was by NBC News some months ago. It has been denied by Kelly, and he denied it again specifically yesterday. But Woodward has it.
Let's move down the ranks. And what about Secretary of Defense Mattis?
Well, yeah, the report in the book is that Mattis considers Trump having the analytical skills of a fifth or sixth grader. Now, Mattis almost immediately issued a very detailed statement and a very well-written statement denying that ever took place and his attitude towards the president of the United States. And Mattis is the senior guy in the White House. It was a pretty effective denial.
Finally, and maybe most telling, the comments made allegedly by Trump's former attorney, John Dowd.
Yeah, John Dowd was so concerned about Donald Trump wanting to testify to Bob Mueller that he did a practice round with Trump for 30 minutes in which the book says he lied, stuttered, and got through the 30 minutes and then just threw up his hands and said, I didn't want to testify. So John Dowd immediately also denied that there was ever such a practice round. But I would think he would have to, because if he knew his client was going to lie, he could be subject to disciplinary action from the bar if he didn't disclose it.
Oh, okay. So denials across the board from people mentioned in this book, maybe no surprise. But let's talk about the president. What kind of response has the president had to these
things? Well, I think he had three separate tweets today in which he attacked the book, and he congratulated his two, Mattis and Kelly, for their denials. So he's basically saying it is none of it is true. It's completely fake. What he doesn't say is that even if 20% of this book is accurate, it's pretty troubling and presents a White House in disarray.
And he kind of falls back on the defense that he often does and says, well, the economy is the best it's ever been. So
well,
I'm doing
you know,
a great job.
Let's give him some credit. Even with all this dysfunction, he has made a major move on taxes, on foreign policy, on the domestic economy, and you can't take that away from him. So even if it is a dysfunctional White House, he has accomplished a lot of things.
Which makes you wonder about all these, I don't know if we want to call them unforced errors, but there is a lot to wave the flag positively about, but that gets drowned out for better or worse by these stories, by some of the president's own actions, by certain policy decisions.
Well, that is indeed the narrative in Washington these days, is that if he would just stop tweeting and be quiet and just let his accomplishments speak for themselves, he'd be in much better shape.
Now, in your opinion, Marty, is this the new age of presidential tell-all books, or has every president faced these type of books earlier in their administration?
I think Donald Trump has provided a rich opportunity because of the people he's hired and his unconventional behavior to create substance for a book. Look, Bloomberg interviewed the president late last week, and we got 16 stories out of a 20-minute interview. So he is rich in material. But this has happened before. Campaign books, president books, they happen. But this one, given the presidency, is a lot more attention-grabbing.
But does this book and the stories in it, does this change anything in D.C., anything on Capitol, anything that goes into the metrics of the midterm elections?
I would have to say it doesn't. There's nothing in this book that people kind of didn't already know, and there's certainly no revelation about wrongdoing or, you know, anything illegal. So it doesn't change his political situation. It just provides another narrative about how Donald Trump is conducting his presidency.
So for people who don't live in maybe a D.C. bubble or in a New York media bubble as we do, what do people across the country, what do they think about this? Do they care about this book?
Well, I think it's like everything else. For people in Trump's base, who are 35% to 40% of the electorate, it doesn't matter at all. And for people who are opposed to Donald Trump, it just solidifies their beliefs that he is unfit to be president. So I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. It might in the margins if the election were held yesterday, but look at the other tapes that have come to light, and they really are a non-factor in his popularity.
So the news cycle, it comes and goes with this book. It comes out September 11th. Are we back to normal a few days after that?
Even though we haven't gotten a copy of the book and very few news outlets have, I would suspect that all the revelations that are in the book are out there already. So when the book is actually published, I don't think you're going to get another round of disclosures. So I think it is going to be a 24 to 48-hour cycle, and Donald Trump has an amazing ability to change the conversation, and I would look for him to do that in some way in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Bloomberg News Chief Content Officer Marty Shanker, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. It's fun.
You can follow Marty on Twitter. He's at @mshanker. That's the TikTok for today. Thanks for listening, and please head on over to iTunes and let us know what you think. I'm Dave Myers. You can follow me on Twitter @David F. Myers, and you can get all your updates on Twitter 24/7 at TikTok.